Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
What up, what up, what up, P-Silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. It ain't Friday, y'all, so you know what that means. I got a little something extra for you a little early. We got ourselves a mini-sode today. And we're going to be talking about Black Friday drama stories. There's a few things that occur during the Black Friday season. People want to save that money and are willing to do pretty much anything to do it. I mean, am I wrong with that?
No, you're not.
That's DJ Hey Cousin, by the way. Hey,
you know who I am.
He's up in here.
I don't even know why you even have to. You know who I am by now. Don't hurt yourself getting those deals, all right? I hope you didn't. And I hope you don't in the future. Because it hurts, all right? I mean,
yeah.
You know what I'm even saying?
This is a black eye worth the deals you get on Black Friday?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and talk about some of these Black Friday dramas. Today, your audible boo thing is asking you to support this podcast by subscribing, by rating and reviewing as well, especially if you're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Which, speaking of Spotify, down below, you are able to leave comments about each episode that you listen to. So check that out. Not just this podcast, any podcast that has turned that feature on, you can comment on each episode that you hear. So that's fire. Oh, by the way, your girl is on Amazon Music. So if you listen to podcasts there, I is there. Okay, so without further ado, it's time to go ahead and talk about these Black Friday drama stories. You ready for this, DJ Hey Cousin?
Yeah, why not?
All right. I do not miss the old Black Fridays. I don't. I hate waking up super early, which is crazy because I do that every day. And I mean, also,
it's right? Sweet and sour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't like it. I mean, I like the sales, but ugh, waking up is stupid.
Those stories are great, though. It's like high school.
I guess. No, I'm good.
Exactly, but I mean, your memories are still cool, though.
Yeah, the memory of it, but I don't miss doing it, though.
Yeah,
you know, I really don't. And it kind of also feels like these deals aren't actually deals anymore. Like shit costs the same. They just like change the font and the color and like put the words Black Friday on a sign, and people just fucking flock.
Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, colors attract people, bro. I mean,
they do.
Hey, man, back in the day, it was, you know, the deals were actually worth rolling somebody over for, all right, 80% off, you know what I'm saying, 90% off, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I realized something the other day, too, that the stuff that they have on sale is stuff that you already have. Like, you know what I'm saying, you already got a TV, you already got a refrigerator.
Now I need a newer one, I need a bigger one, then I need a better one.
Yeah, the majority of the time, like, you know what I'm saying, you don't need a new TV unless you're moving or some shit, like. You usually got what you need a lot of the time when it comes to the stuff they're selling. So is that on top of it being 10% off, you know what I'm saying, 50% off max? Like, it's not worth it, unfortunately.
Well, why don't we go ahead and discuss the drama in it all? So I've seen people in person, I've seen people get spit on. I've seen people get pushed, kicked, tripped, and more during Black Friday.
Awesome.
And I went as a kid, I remember seeing this stuff thinking, oh my God, I was a child. And I was like, why did you bring me here? This is dangerous. Like, what the fuck? People who bring their kids to Black Friday, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Them up.
Okay.
Toughen them up. Build character.
Yeah. Hella character. So people lose their minds if they can save a few dollars. It is what it is. But this first story is coming from pleated-jeans.com. And this is Jenny sharing her story. And Jenny says, my dad was a police officer when the toy of the year was the Tickle Me Elmo. Do you remember that?
Of course.
I remember that being the biggest toy. I remember people losing their fucking minds over that goddamn toy.
I'm sure somebody died over that motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure somebody died.
But luckily, you know, I grew up at a time where people were killing each other over a Popeye's chicken sandwich. So things are, you know.
Well, yeah, that was later on. We build up to that.
We were adults then.
You know, folks have died over very trivial things.
Toys. Pokemon cards.
Video games.
Yep.
Sports memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Jealousy.
Yeah.
So the Tickle Me Elmo. So he responded to a call at Walmart or a Target. Can't remember which one exactly. Of the two. So two women were beating each other up over a Tickle Me Elmo. When he went to break up the fight, one of the women bit his arm. She bit him so hard that she actually spit some of his skin and blood out onto the floor. He had to get his blood tested every 6 months for 2 years after the incident to make sure that he didn't get any diseases from her. People are fucking crazy. This is coming from Jenny Any.711. I mean, ripped the flesh off his skin, like just off his arm, just ripped it right off.
Ooh.
Have you ever experienced someone ripping your arm off with their teeth? Have you ever experienced that before?
Actually, yeah, but that's for the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Also, the OnlyFans.
You're right. I like snuff. So the next one is coming from money.howstuffworks.com.
Howstuffworks.com.
That's the name of it.
Pretty simple. All right.
Here's one to make sure you get your hands on the goodies. Keep the rest of the crowd away with some pepper spray. That's what one woman did in her bid to snag a video game console on sale at Walmart in 2011. She sprayed about 10 fellow Black Friday shoppers and somehow was able to pay for her items and leave without being stopped. I guarantee that was a white woman. I guarantee it.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance.
Half a chance. I have half of mine.
What game console do you think it was?
2011. What do you think of like a PlayStation 2 Slim?
No, PS3.
PS3?
PS3.
PS3. When did PlayStation 2 come out?
PS2 came out mid-2000s.
You're right. I was in...
Early 2000s, actually.
Okay, yeah. I was in high school. You're right. So, yeah, PS3 or maybe an Xbox.
Yeah.
You never know. Let's go over and head back to pleated-jeans.com. This is customers/people here, okay? I want to say this about both of those groups of people. Sometimes they can annoy my soul by the stupid shit that they do. Do you remember when we went to the gas station not too long ago and that horrible woman who was shaped like a bell pepper was being such a bitch to the cashier because she didn't have enough money to buy the snacks that she wanted to buy?
Yeah, that was... I didn't even realize that happened until... Like, we left. I mean, once I started being irate, I tuned out. Like, all right, it's another individual being a human. So let me just wait my turn.
Bro, I legit almost said, bitch, here's a dollar. Like, let's hurry up. Because the line was getting long while she was arguing with this woman about, like, a bag of chips. Like, what is wrong with you? Anyway.
Minute as fuck.
No, facts. People annoy my soul. And this is another example of that. So it says here, former... GameStop manager. This is coming from a former GameStop manager. The worst one I've ever worked was 20. Oh shit, pizza's here.
Oh, we got a pizza, y'all.
Pizza's here. We gotta pause. We'll be back to this.
Where were you at?
We gotta pause. So yeah, we ordered some Papa John's, a shakaroni pizza, limited time only, $12.99.
Hey, they're not getting paid to tell us that.
Oh, that's right. Fuck them. Also, I think they're not racist anymore. They fired that guy, but you know their pizza's good.
Switched up the sauces. Yeah, yeah.
That seasoning. That first of all, if you enjoy Papa John's pizza, if you've never gotten the special seasoning they have, it comes like in a green packet. That shit is fire.
Yeah, it's great.
That's literally the only reason we ordered the pizza.
Yeah, just so to refill them on the packets.
Yeah, we ordered like a shit ton of those special seasoning packets, and then we put it in like a salt shaker, and then we use it for other shit later.
Yeah.
That's some black shit.
It's great seasoning. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's black deluxe. I mean,
no, facts.
We put it in a little cool little seasoning thing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, shaker. Customers who are stupid.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Back to it. We're going to eat our pizza after we record this episode. As a, you know, we did good. little gift, a little celebratory prize, gift to ourselves. So this is coming from a former GameStop manager. So he's talking about his experience during Black Friday in 2006. So like 2006, but that sounds weird. So in 2006. So he said everyone wanted a damn Wii. Remember Wiis?
Yep.
I wanted one so bad. I never had one. I played with them, but I never owned my own, and I wanted one so fucking bad.
Beautiful. Beautiful console.
Oh, my God. I wanted a Wii. Google it. W-I-I. I don't know what to tell you. So,
they should know what a Wii is.
If you don't know what a Wii is, you're not a gamer.
2 points off of your cool score.
You don't know your gaming history.
Wiis were dope back in the day, all right, which is crazy to say because 2007 shouldn't feel that long ago, but it is.
It feels like yesterday.
It did. Yeah. Yep.
So everybody wanted a Wii. When I got to the store at 4 a.m. to prep for the 5 a.m. opening, there were people wrapped around the shopping center in a line for the damn thing, even though I had a sign on the door explicitly stating that we could only guarantee them for like the first six people. And that's how GameStop does stuff. GameStop is the spot to get your shit for your games. That is the spot to get your consoles. But the stores themselves don't really hold a very large inventory. So I would say, like, GameStop online, you can get some great shit. But the stores themselves, they may not have what you're looking for. You gotta drive around a few GameStops to find what you're looking for.
I mean,
sometimes. And
you'll be lucky. GameStop is not doing great right now, so you'd be lucky to.
But in 2006, they were
2006. Oh yeah, they were the place to be.
Killing in 2006.
Place to be.
So when I made the announcements to the folks in the line that only the only six people were guaranteed them, I thought I was going to get my ass kicked by more than a couple pissed grandmas and soccer moms who had been waiting since midnight. After opening, our systems were unbearably slow when processing credit cards, but they still worked. The rest of the day was busy, but not too terrible other than the bitchy people who couldn't find the Wii. Fast forward 3 days later, a lady walks into the store with a bank statement and starts laying into me about how her card was being charged $200 four times. Processing, not drafted yet, by the way. She insists that she won't walk out until I give her $600 cash from the register. It ended up with her and I on the speakerphone with my district manager, who politely told her to piss off and call her bank. Cops were very nearly called during the ensuing screaming. This is with a store packed with customers. Fun stuff. And this is coming from at Cowabunga M8.
Nice. Great username.
Oh, facts. First of all, I'm hoping he's referencing the Ninja Turtles. I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is what it is.
I mean, that or he's a surfer dude. Either way, I'm fucking with it.
No, I want it to be about the turtles. I want it to be about Michelangelo.
You're disowned if it's not specifically about a TMNT reference.
A crime-fighting turtle who enjoys pizza. That's what I want that reference to be about. Let me have that.
It's yours.
Thank you. But yeah, I honestly cannot stand people who don't behave that way. And this lady clearly doesn't understand how banks work. Like, the store is not going to give you $600 for transactions that haven't even been processed. Like, you need to talk to your bank about that. Mm-hmm. That's who you talk to. The fuck?
Yeah, some folks just don't have a clear understanding of how the system works, or any system for that matter. And they'll just go to the first person they think can solve the problem and just let out all their anguish and anger and madness and all that towards that one person.
Oh, yeah, no
or
facts.
Or whoever.
I will tell you this. People fucking suck, and Black Friday is pretty much like Hunger Games for shopping. That's what it is.
This it used to be.
Yeah, now it's like, ooh, online. That's what I do. I just go online, Amazon, Best Buy, because everybody has Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday deals that last for like two fucking weeks that go into Christmas, and then you got new deals coming because of the new year. You don't have to wait at 3 a.m. at shit anymore. Do you? I remember when I was, I want to say like in middle school, because Uncle Tommy, my mother's brother, right? He knew that I was really into like, I was into like content creating before it was a thing. So I used to like try to make pictures and things like that. And he knew that I was really interested in having Adobe Express, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like the software. And back then the shit was like fucking like $500 for that software, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember going to Best Buy, the one that's in Morrow, Georgia, like in Southlake,
mm-hmm.
that one. I remember, actually, no, it was Media Play at that time. It was Media
snap.
Play.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how far back that goes.
Yeah,
it was Media Play. And I remember waiting in line at like 3 or 4 in the morning to get this Adobe Photoshop Express thing. And we ended up getting a good deal on it for like $200. So it was like a lot, like 60% off.
Yeah, they were a lot back in the day.
It was a lot. Now you can just get this shit for like $100 on like as an app now.
Shit, I can
which
take
I have.
Some websites to get it for free. I mean, I didn't say that. Never mind what.
Shit, damn, I paid for it. Damn, that's what I use to make my podcast thumbnails. It's like $99.99 annually, like a year.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad purchase for me because I'm a content creator, so I use it like every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's a business expense for you. So
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. So like I remember that, and I remember standing outside. I remember it being really cold. I remember people being really rude and agitated and anxious. I remember them opening the doors and people just running in, like safe. Like everybody was running for home plate. Like it was crazy. I remember the pandemonium. I remember, honestly, it's kind of weird, the smells.
Oh yeah, I'm sure folk was stank.
Oh man, I remember being freezing cold. It was so fucking cold. It was so cold, and that's literally the only Black Friday that I remember. I think I may have been to other ones, but that one stood out because it was just me and my Uncle Tommy.
Yeah,
and we were going for this specific thing, and he knew that I really wanted it, and he was trying to be that dope uncle that came through, aww. And he did. We got it.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I used it. I feel like I did. I don't remember.
I'm sure you did. I'm pretty sure you used it a couple times.
I'm pretty sure I did, but it's worthless now. Now I have the app.
Yeah, hey, now it's just a nice memory.
Black Friday.
You know, yeah, man. I remember a couple of Black Friday events. But I mean, one that comes to mind right now doesn't even really involve me. It involves my dad, and he was trying to get my PS4. And apparently how the story goes is it was the last one left, and he ran up to get it, and at the exact same time, this old lady grabbed it.
Of course. It's always some old bitch.
Oh, this older lady grabbed it, and they had a little scuffle about it. And apparently they almost threw hands. There was almost some assault.
Oh, shit.
And battery. You know what I'm saying?
No 9-volt. How old would you say she was? Like, how old did he say she was? Like,
I mean, she was geriatric. She was old. She was old.
What the fuck does she need a PS4 for?
For her grandson. Or
fuck
for
her.
I don't know.
Who
I don't
got
know
it?
What her life is like. She needed it.
Did your dad knock her out?
I mean, I'm not going to implicate my father in any kind of roundhouses or elbow drops from the top of aisle 4. But you know what I'm saying? You know, he got it. He got it. He got the PS4. He won the battle. She left empty-handed, and I was a very happy boy that Christmas.
Yeah, because your family is a gaming family. Like, you guys, I mean, that's how your parents met. They met at an arcade, isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys played video games, went to arcades together. You've had all the consoles. I remember when I first met you, I would go to your house, and you had like this dope-ass console that had all the games, all the consoles on one hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being so excited about that, my pussy lip quivered a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really cool.
I heard it. It was like, what's that noise?
It's like,
yeah. Oh, wow.
It's crazy. It purred.
Yeah, that was a good night. That was a good night.
Because it was so cool because like, we could play Sega Genesis game while using your PS4 controller.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, fucking like, holy shit. Like, it was really cool. It was really cool.
Emulation.
Yeah.
Must love it.
Santa Claus just got weirdly hot. Let's talk about it.
He was always hot.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of like him flubby.
Yeah.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this mini show talking about some of these Black Friday dramas. I hope that I see you again soon, which should be tomorrow for the full episode. All right, I gave you a little teaser today, and you're going to get your full 5-course meal tomorrow. You don't want to miss that.
No, you don't. Make sure you come in with an empty belly.
Yeah, hell yeah. We talk about sex toys. We talk about all kinds of interesting things. You don't want to miss it.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
You don't.
It's getting real out here in these streets, these podcast streets. It really is. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl, your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And who are you?
Just some guy named Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, yeah. Your audible side piece.
Yeah.
You know, just yeah. That.
Yada, yada, yada. Down below in the show notes, you can follow both of us on our social medias. It's available for you. Just click some stuff, and it's there. And I'll leave you with this. Titties. Stay positive out there, y'all. Until next time you decide to join in. Be silly, listeners. Which, again, hopefully is tomorrow for the full episode. Watch where you step. There are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.